Are you in a new season of your life? Are you stuck and searching for clarity so you can make a career change? Do you just need the courage to switch careers? Are you ready to follow God's plan for your career? Welcome to Choose Your Next Yes. Hi, Kindred. I'm Mel, a career transition coach, mom of grown-ups, coffee lover, and God girl. I've had a lot of big life changes, and I haven't always been clear about God's plan for me. This led to stress and anxiety, and a lack of clarity and courage to make a career move. I finally started listening to God's voice to find clarity and peace, and stopped being scared to make a move and achieve my career transition goals. Now, my mission is to help you learn to listen to God's voice and know when to say yes to the career you've always wanted and no to everything else. Let me show you how to clarify your purpose and find courage to pursue your personal and professional goals in your midlife and beyond. Throw down your self-doubt, dust off your dreams, Kindred. It's time to reset and refine and reclaim the woman you once aspired to be. Welcome back to the show, guys. I am your host, Dr. Mel Vandevort. And today's show is going to be just a little bit different. Yesterday on 4/24/24, I hit publish on my very first solo book. It was such a defining moment in my life. I have worked for the last 2 months on the writing and getting it polished and getting it ready. I did the cover art, and then I had to figure out how to get it formatted properly and uploaded into Amazon. And everything finally fell into place the day before yesterday. I had everything uploaded and ready to go, but I wanted to hit publish on 4/24/24. I don't know why. It's just a thing. It was cool date. So that's what I wanted to do. I'm actually taking a group course right now. And when I started the book journey, my coach asked the people in the group to write down where we saw ourselves as far as our book coming along at a certain date. I chose 4/23/24 as my date to have my book finished, ready to go out into the world. I had my book completed on 4/23/24, just like I said, and I hit publish on 4/24/24 just because the OCD in me needed the really cool palindrome of 4/24/24 as my actual publish date. Regardless of that, we had class on 4/23/24. I had forgotten that we had even written that down. I've had it hanging behind me on my little cork board ever since we wrote it back in February. Well, luckily enough, our coach, we had new people coming into our class. Our coach had us pull that out, and it dawned on me that that day was 4/23/24, the day we were having class, and that I had actually accomplished exactly what I had said I was going to do on that date. That was such a gratifying moment for me. We actually had to write down a new one on that evening about our next goal. What I want you to take away from that is when you write things down, you hold yourself more accountable for making sure it comes to fruition. She made us write it down, and then she made us read it to everyone else in the class. So not only did we have it written down to hold ourselves accountable, but we verbalized it to other people so we could hold each other accountable. I have always wanted to write a solo book. I was part of an anthology a few years ago, and that felt wonderful just to see your name in a book, even if it was with other people who were writing about the same topic as you. It was still wonderful, but to actually have your very own book with your name on the front cover is such a feeling you can't even describe. Yesterday was absolutely one of the most defining days of my entire professional career. And you may not know how the process works with Amazon. So my book is in review, so it's not actually live yet, but the ebook is in review. Now, I have a paperback version that I've also submitted. I haven't hit publish on that yet because I ordered the proof and I'm waiting on the proof to come so I can look it over and make sure that it's perfect before I hit publish on that. But granted, the ebook version is published. I'm just waiting for it to go live. So as soon as it goes live, it will be in my show notes. Let me tell you, the link to Amazon to my book will be in the show notes forever. So I want to tell you a little bit about the book. It's called Educator to Entrepreneur, Ignite Your Path to Freelance Success. And it's based on my Ignite framework, the Ignite framework that I created, which is I for initiate, G for gravitate, N for navigate, I for imagine, T for transform, E for empower. And that all makes up the framework that I created because I started my own educational consultancy company and there were things I didn't know. It was a long trek and it was hard in some places. I learned along the way. I had some great help from some people, but I was doing a lot of the work on my own trying to figure it out. And I thought, you know what? I can teach others how to do this and take away some of that struggle. That way you can do it quicker than I did. And even though it's called Educator to Entrepreneur, this is the same process whether you're an educator starting your own freelance business or you work at a bank and you want to start your own freelance business or you drive a truck and you want to start your own freelance business. My son works for a company that services farm equipment and he has figured out another business that he's going to start on the side and he can use this exact framework to get started in that. There are a lot of reasons that someone may want to start their own freelance business. You may want to do it as a side hustle, but you may want to turn that side hustle eventually into your full-time job or your full-time new career. Some of the reasons that you might want to start your own freelance business or educational consultancy, if you're an educator, is pursuit of your passion. I have a passion for professional development, professional learning, and I wanted to continue that on past my doctoral dissertation. I saw a way to leverage my knowledge, my skills, my passion, my interest, and turn that into my own freelance company, my own educational consultancy. I also wanted flexibility. That is one of the main reasons that I decided to step away from full-time public education and start my own consultancy because the flexibility was there. But there are other reasons. Financial independence could be a reason that you want to start your own freelance business or creative freedom. My son, that's one of his reasons, is his creative freedom. He is hardwired a certain way and he thinks a certain way. And he has got a really good business idea that we're going to bring to life. He texted me today or called me today. I can't even remember. It's been too long. Anyway, he's like, Mom, I'm doing it. And so we're going to figure it out. We're going to work through this together and I'm going to help him get started on this. Maybe you want control over your own future. Maybe you want to work from home because you want to travel. There are so many different reasons. That's one of the things I want is to be able to travel. My coach, she calls herself the traveling entrepreneur. I can't steal that, but I'm going to call myself the traveling educator entrepreneur or something. I don't know, but I want to travel and I want to be flexible. And I can do that now because I am creating my own path. And I wrote this book so you guys would know how to take your own path as well. In the book, I talk about how to identify and get rid of some of your limiting beliefs. And trust me, there are limiting beliefs that I had that I didn't even realize were limiting beliefs. I teach you how to find your zone of potential and to tap into that potential and get your potential in motion. How to identify the perfect niche for you. I teach you how to create a vision and mission statement. I talk about your company identity, your branding, your cool logo that you get to design, your colors that you get to pick, your typography. We're going to tap into everything creative about you and we're going to pull it to the surface, guys. I talk about systems and processes and your workspace and so much more. And the educator in me cannot give you a book that you are not able to write in. So I created a Spark Note page for everything that you're doing. And on those pages, those Spark Note pages, you get to work through the bold action steps that I gave you. I also talk about diversifying and expanding your business. And that's done through networking, collaboration, starting a podcast, writing a book. There are so many ways that you can expand your business and scale up. And I am in the process of creating a course for this. So stay tuned because there's a whole lot more information going to be coming very soon about that. I'm super excited about that part as well because I don't want you just to read this book and still not know. And I couldn't put everything you're going to need to know in a book. So I'm going to have to do some more work for you guys. So I've got a course in the works to help you through every step of the way. I want to express my sincere gratitude to all of you for listening to my show and for my clients who have trusted me with their career transition. Yesterday wasn't the start of my own career transition, but it was definitely a defining moment in my career transition. And I am so super excited about everything that is possible in my future. And I'm so excited about the possibility of the things that are in your future. Whether you're moving from the classroom into an administration position, whether you're moving from the classroom into your own freelance company, whether you're moving from administration into freelance, whether you are a midlife woman ready to transition in your career and you want to take that step into the freelance world, the possibilities are endless. You have so much potential. We need to put that potential in motion and help you figure out what it is that you want to bring into the world, what impact you want to make, and we need to figure out exactly what that's going to look like for you. I don't want you to sit back and wait because waiting does nothing but put you further behind. I went to a movie yesterday. It was called Unsung Hero. It was amazing. And if you get a chance to watch it, I highly recommend it. I cried like 5 times. It was so good, so good. But something stuck with me that was said in the movie, and it was, if not now, when? If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? Don't wait any longer to take that step into whatever it is that you want your future to look like. I have several quotes in my book, and one of them is by Chris Grosser, and it is, "Opportunities don't happen. You create them." You have to create your own opportunities. And I want you to do just that. I am creating my own opportunity. I am creating my own path. And I want you to do the exact same thing. Have a great weekend, guys. Think about all of the things that you can do. Start dreaming those big dreams and see where you can take yourself. What impact do you want to have? What do you want to change? Or what would you like to see changed that you can help change? And again, as soon as my book link is live, I will drop it in the show notes and you will definitely know that it is live because I will let you know because I am super excited and I can't wait for you guys to get this book in your hands and I can't wait until my course is launched. So keep your eyes peeled for that and I will see you back here next week. Bye-bye.